Hopes are growing in Spain that the Basque conflict may be nearing an end. The outlawed separatist group ETA has been devastated by police crackdowns, and all sides appear to be extending olive branches. Jerome Sokolovsky went to the Basque city of Bilbao and reports that while there's cause for optimism, the olive branches all seem to have strings attached.
Some of the fiercest proponents of Basque independence from Spain can be found in so-called Herriko tabernas, or people's taverns. The music is loud, but it doesn't drown out the message. Portraits of jailed separatists hang over the bar. On the wall, slogans demand freedom for the Basques. Spanish prosecutors are trying to shut down such herricos because they allegedly raise money for the Basque group ETA. Over at the counter, a young bartender named Juan Carlos is serving drinks. His generation grew up after the death of the dictator Franco and Spain's transition to democracy. In fact, the year Juan Carlos was born, the Basque region was granted considerable autonomy with its own government, police, and parliament. Even so, the young bartender makes no apologies for the 800 politicians, police, judges, and civilians that ETA has killed during the 4 decades of its campaign for independence. All that stuff about the Basque government is a farce, and the police, I don't care what colors they wear. They're being used to fight against Basque independence. This is a conflict of oppression against the Basque people, he says. The young bartender's all-or-nothing attitude has led him to join Basque youth groups that authorities say are a farm league for ETA. He's already been jailed for allegedly assaulting a policeman, but now he sees a window for peace. I think that if we reach a level in which that struggle is no longer worth it, then I imagine it would disappear. Recently, several jailed ETA leaders sent a letter to the rest of the group saying violence was not helping the Basques achieve independence. And ETA's political wing, Batasuna, has endorsed a plan for peaceful negotiations with the Spanish government. That plan was put forward by the president of the Basque region, Juan José Ibarreche. It proposes a referendum on self-determination, but stops short of calling for outright independence. Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, has rejected the Ibarreche plan, but he is allowing it to be debated in the Spanish Parliament. On a recent visit to the Basque region, Zapatero said he might even be prepared to listen to Batasuna.
Pero para ello es necesario.
But in order to listen to them, it's necessary that the sound of the guns and the bombs cease once and for all. Zapatero can't do much more than listen. His socialist party has joined with the country's right-wing opposition in a pacto antiterrorista, a compact that rejects any kind of concessions to terrorists in Spain. The prime minister wouldn't have much to offer anyway. Aside from self-rule, the Basques are now free to practice their culture. They speak their own language, fly their red, white, and green flag openly, and play their own music. Begoña Ibáñez puts on her favorite CD. It begins with Agur Jaunak, a traditional Basque song. The 62-year-old homemaker takes a different approach from the young radicals of the Herriko tabernas. For many years, she's tried to bring people together in a grassroots peace movement. She rejects ETA's violent campaign, but is as staunch a supporter of Basque independence as anybody.
As a child, I used to go to a Catholic school. And every time that Franco used to come here to the Basque country, the nuns would make us wear red and yellow ribbons. And they would take us out with the Spanish flags to welcome him. And I remember that my father used to cry.
Ibáñez's late father was imprisoned by Franco's fascist forces during the Spanish Civil War. But now she says she'd settle for the Ibarreche plan.
Casi todos. Los vascos estamos hartos de violencia.
Nearly all Basques are fed up with violence. That's why we want this plan, because we see it as a way of ending the violence.
Ibáñez lives in Getxo, an upscale suburb of Bilbao. The day after she spoke, a car bomb blew up a few blocks away and injured a policeman. Authorities said ETA wanted to send the message that it still has the capacity to kill. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky.